Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage? It's that little show we sit down with your favorite comedians and we find out if they're good to be classy or if they're just big old fucking pieces of shit.
Trash.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. But you guys know that. Come on. What are we doing? Let's fucking skip the pleasantries here. We're down here with toadies. You're the homies. You're the squad. You're the gang. You're the best. It's a goddamn bonus episode. What are we doing? Acting like we just met. Get in here and give Uncle Hank a hug. Let's go.
Patreon.
My co-host is coming at you from across the table. Working the ones and twos. I like it. Kippy with the voice effects. Ladies and gentlemen. My best pal, whole wide world. Without him, I'd be nothing. Without me, he would have a lot more hair, a lot less stress.
Getting gray's coming in too.
On the pubes.
I'm a bald eagle down there.
Ew.
I used Nair in probably 2008, never grew back.
You're joking.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm real.
Put a pin in that. Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Hey, what's up, gang? AKA the bald eagles.
Yikes.
Happy to see you. Happy to be here.
This guy's got a couple of scrambled eggs down there, T-Bone. Yikes, give that a goog. How about that T-Bone McMuffin gang? Producer extraordinaire, works to one to
producer
two.
Of the stars.
Best in the goddamn business, some would say. Probably.
My mom.
Not the YouTube comments.
Who's better than you? Give it up for T-Bone McMuffin, everybody. Let's go.
I imagine your pube situation is like a patchy lawn where there's like brown spots where it's dead.
I'm going to assume that that's
we
not...
had geese one year, sure.
I am sure that that is not good for your testicle health, putting that shit on there.
I'm joking. I don't know. It's fine.
Really?
Yeah. It's all right.
It's all right. I always thought that stuff was weird.
Real to me, damn it.
My aunts used to
do it. So Santa Claus.
My aunts used to do it. And I thought that was like, what the fuck are you
doing? He used to nair their ball sacks?
No. My aunts.
That's the joke there, Tubby. Thanks for checking in.
Henry, get over here.
This guy's playing half pitch today. Slow pitch. Coach pitch.
They would put it on their legs and they would sit there and watch. They'd watch our programs. We'd watch Golden Girls or whatever we were watching.
Which I went through a phase for a while with the Golden Girls. Probably about in college, maybe. It was on reruns. They played like two back-to-back.
Sure.
That was good, quick writing. Those dames. You know what the time?
Are you kidding me? They knocked it out of the park, of course.
I didn't know that old broad was a fake old broad.
She was younger than all of them.
She was like 52, the grandmother. It was all prosthetics.
Yeah, I think Rue McClanahan was the oldest, if I'm not mistaken. Or Betty White might have been.
Probably Bettina.
You had Rue McClanahan, you had Betty White, and you had the fucking legend, B. Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
And then Estelle Getty played the mom.
Yeah.
I love that show. Because let me tell you something why I love that show. Again, nostalgia, it catches me. The way that house is designed.
I can feel the temperature in that house.
Oh, it probably smelled like old lady perfume. Man, staying there for a weekend as like a nephew of theirs probably would have been awesome. The husband was good, too.
I always hated staying with my aunts and shit.
Oh, really? We were just talking about that when I was home a couple weeks ago. Dude, so my cousin Kelly and Tracy, their mom and dad, lived in a house. And my Aunt Colleen's sister, Kathy, and her mom, my Aunt Mary, lived with them. All right? And they had a room that they shared. And, dude, anytime we stayed down there, I would sleep in between the two of them on this shag carpet.
Of the cousins or the aunts?
My aunts. My two aunts. Her mom and my Aunt Kathy and my mama.
Okay.
It was a mother and a daughter. That the daughter wasn't married. It used to be the mother.
And they shared a bed together?
No, they shared a bedroom. They had two beds in there. Two twin beds.
Okay.
It was my Aunt Mary's house. Okay.
Okay.
And then my Aunt Kathy never got married, so she just stayed there. Okay. And then when my Uncle Mike and my Aunt Colleen, when my Aunt Mary's husband passed away, they were like, all right, well, you know, we'll buy the house, we'll move in, and everybody can live here, and blah, blah, blah.
Like ticks.
Dude, it was fucking awesome. It was awesome. And I would sleep in between those two on the floor, watch a Tonight Show. They'd leave the light on. Oh, it was the best.
I don't know.
Oh, they made quick with the gifts, too.
I didn't like that. I don't know. Anytime you had to stay with the cousins was great. If you went to, like, an aunt's house that had cousins, that was great. But anytime
the kids were there.
Sure. Okay. The only time you were with adults is what I was like. If you're, like, hanging out with an aunt or something, I'm like, everybody's made bad choices here. Where the fuck is my mom? Why are you watching me? Who's working? What's happening here? Somebody pass me a light.
I would stay with my Aunt Dot, and it would just be her and her friends fucking each other up in Scrabble, smoking Bernie's, drinking coffee with way too much cream in it.
Yeah.
When would this, what would, give me a time frame and give me a part of the year. Give me the whole details on this. Let me break this down.
7, 8 years old, Maiden, North Carolina, very small town. All the furniture was from about 1932.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime, you know, you go outside, no kids around.
Where's your brother at this point?
What's up?
Where's your brother?
I don't know, being a dickhead somewhere.
Okay.
Luke, got that.
Nah, I'll leave it in.
That's all weird, right, that you'd get sent off to somewhere else by yourself.
Yeah, well, my brother's a little older than me.
Right.
4 years older than me.
He's 4 years older than me. What are you going
to
do with Toby?
He might have been at camp or something. Yeah, you didn't to camp.
Not to mention I was a maniac as a child.
Sure. I don't know. I had a sense at that age. If I put me in that position.
Uh-huh.
I'm laying between my grandmother and an aunt, and there's another aunt down the hall. Everybody's smoking cigs.
I figured you would like, because you're an older guy. You like older things. Even
I know,
as
but
a
I'm
kid.
I'm saying I would sit there and be like, this is... Something's all wrong here. We've all made bad decisions to end up here.
No, it was maybe I'm not describing the situation. This was a great situation. It wasn't a bad situation.
I'm not saying
my family was in the house with me. They were sleeping somewhere else. It's just, I'm going to sleep
how
with
them. How big is this house? You keep adding family members to it.
And they had an addition on it. We would come down from Wilkes-Barre. We would stay over there.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know your family was there.
Yeah, pretty big joint.
Just a bunch of Foleys living like Project Mayhem.
Well, I thought this all started staying with aunts. That's what I'm sorry. I guess we got off on the... I thought you said staying with... I love staying with my aunts. To me, that's still with your family. I'm saying, like, I used to have to, like, sometimes go to, like, one of my older uncle's places for whatever reason.
Yeah, I know. Wait,
like, I would stay with my Uncle Larry and my Aunt Quinny, and their kids were 25, like, out of the house.
My Aunt Mary
and
Catherine,
I'd be sitting there like, what though? This fucking stinks.
I get what you're saying. My Aunt Mary Catherine used to babysit me every day, and her kids were older. They'd be in, like, college. They'd come in at the end of the day, whatever, if they went to college locally or they were still in high school. I love that too, man. We'd go to church. We'd come back. She'd make me a ham and cheese sandwich with butter on the bread. I'd play with all their old toys. But I know what you're talking about. You want to hear a heartbreaker real quick before we get into the episode. When my mom's mom was sick, she had to, like, take care of her. She had cancer, and it was, like, dragging on a lot.
Okay.
So they split us up.
I remember. You know, I know this.
I told you that.
We called your mom about it. I might be on an original hard feel, like, before AYG hard
feelings. Yeah, and they sent me to the Lipforts, which
yeah,
is,
you went
like,
and lived with a family. Did we talk about this on this
I've
show?
I've never heard about this.
This was, like, back in
you
the...
You got sent away?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's a little fat 8-year-old showing up with shit in his pants.
No, I was younger. I was probably like...
Be playing Pinochle? Who's dealing? You're like, what the fuck?
I was like probably 3 or 4 at the time. I thought they gave me away. But I didn't understand that my grandmother was sick. And they lived... this is when I was in Mountaintop. We lived in Mountaintop, Pennsylvania, which was the fucking sticks. It's above Wilkes-Barre. And then a couple fucking further miles out is where...
Clicks out. Yikes.
In the Aishaw Valley.
On the skirts, baby.
Is where they sent me. And they're, you know, they're lovely people looking back on it. But as a kid, man, it was... I remember sleeping on, like, a pull-out couch and being like, what the fuck is going on? Get me out of here. And they had kids that were, like, a little bit older. I remember it was the first time I saw a KISS t-shirt. I was like, I don't like this at all.
Ah, long tongue coming.
He was like 8 or 9. The
wearing a
the,
KISS t-shirt?
Dude, I'm telling you.
Is he a roadie? What the fuck?
It's the 80s, dude.
This kid likes to party.
No.
An 8-year-old shouldn't have KISS merch. Even though they got a lot of gear out there.
They had mini bikes. They had dirt bikes. They were like real, like bow and arrows, and it was real woodsy. And man,
I thought you were talking about KISS merchandise.
Yeah, they do have everything.
A swing set.
They'll slap their name on
anything.
They
got a coffin.
Yeah, they got a coffin. They'll give a shit.
Shout out to my Uncle Eddie.
Gene Simmons don't fuck around. But I was out there for about 3 months, and it was I assume that fucked me up, right?
I don't know. You seem real well adjusted all the time.
Yeah, that fucked me up. It was weird, man. It was real weird. That I get. But they're, you know, nice people. I just didn't understand what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, no, of course. No one did, first of all. I love how you're like, you got to protect them. No one's blaming you to be like, that was a fucked up time.
Somebody might have got me out there. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Somebody might
have. That's when you get got.
That's when you get got.
Show me that Gene Simmons tongue, huh?
Lost in the cracks, you know what I mean? But I remember my mom.
Someone always found your crack.
Patty.
Playing with bow and arrows and a love gun.
Yeah. That's his dick.
Patty always throws that in my face because when they came to pick me up, my mom came and tried to come to me or something like that, and I ran back to the other mom.
Yeah.
And didn't want to go with
Broad
her.
Left you. Fuck her. What have you done for me lately? You left me high and dry with the fucking with the groupies and shit. Hanging out here with these fucking stick people.
Listen, you told me you were going to have to get Honey Nut Cheerios, you fucking ditzy fraud.
Sitting here with my spoon waiting for you to come back.
Ah, man.
Yeah, that's
poor Patty.
That's weird. No, I love the fact. I mean, my family's huge, but everybody always spends everything all the time together. But I just remember there was moments. It was when my mom was divorced too. I had the reality set in of we're kind of jammed up a little bit. Or I knew when my uncles or aunts were taking me, it was to give her
the other day. Remember what I said?
To give her a break.
Remember
the other day
when I said that's that didn't really register with me?
What?
That not fucked you up, but there is that reality that you're talking about where it's like, oh shit, he ain't coming back and these two aren't getting back together and what you're saying, exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I was just seven, realizing that. We gotta figure this the fuck out. I got my uncle being let's go get donuts to distract you. Buddy, fucking fuck the donuts. We gotta figure this.
Get a goddamn marriage counselor in here, will you?
We gotta figure this out. We gotta split up the assets. What's
happening?
Go get
fucking Wayne Newton in a romantic dinner trying to get these two kids to patch things up.
This bro's gotta get back to work. Who's gonna drive the car? What's happening? Who's gonna cook dinner? He stinks. That resonated a lot with me. I just remember being she would go. I remember she would go work. I don't know what the fuck she was doing. Or maybe I think my aunt would just be like, you take a break. I mean, you got to think about it. She's probably in her 30s, right? Maybe in her 20s?
Yeah, probably late 20s. Maybe early 30s.
Probably.
Who's older?
My dad.
No. Who's your brother? Your brother's the oldest?
My sister.
What's she?
Now?
Yeah.
Maybe 41,
really?
Maybe 40.
I'm older than your whole family.
Yeah. And way less successful than everybody is. The youngest person in my family pays your rent. Besides
That's
your
not
check.
True. You cut the checks. We make the money together as friends.
That bothered him. Sorry. All right. It's been a real minefield with you today. Sometimes you get fully, hey, let's laugh at everything. Other times, watch you see, okay.
Now that Danny, on the other hand, I can't hold a candle to that kid.
Yeah, no.
Title of
you can't hold a candle to anybody. What are you talking about? Fucking dog's got you beat.
I can boss Cassidy around a little bit. That's
sure.
Yeah. Tommy!
No, I'm kidding, obviously. But,
Wait, hold on. So, if she's 41, what's the piece at? How old is she?
I can tell you how old the piece is right now. We can do some reverse engineer.
Piece has got to be 65.
That's young.
Yeah. Spring chicken is just burning.
She's 67, I think.
She is?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So,
she's 67.
Hold on,
so she's
I got
21
this.
Years older than
all
me.
Right, just hold on. Stop doing your math. I gotta get back there. Yeah, she was 33.
When she got divorced.
34, maybe. 35.
And was it an immediate back and forth with your dad, or was there a period where she was handling you for a little while? Before everything got established, weekends here, this and that and the other thing?
I don't remember. I'm sure there was probably a buffer period.
A buffer period where a lot of the shoulder was falling on her.
Yeah.
That's got to be brutal.
I mean, I would argue probably most of it fell on her.
Sure.
Thing,
of course. Of course. Of course.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, that's why I don't think I liked it. I think I knew that it was, like, the signs of this shit's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Shit hit the fan if Uncle John's taking me out to breakfast. All right. We're fucked here, dude. I had a good sense of we are screwed.
That's how you wind up with an 11-year-old drinking black coffee, smoking cigs.
Yeah. There's another guy taking out to Frog Hollow on Route 9 for fucking donuts. Shout out to it. That was the best cinnamon donut I ever had.
Go play the Golden Tee Machine, will you?
I remember my one aunt took me to Caldor to buy and got me a fucking Harley Davidson bandana. Remember Caldor? It was like a Woolworth, Clover, Value City.
Why did you get a Harley Davidson bandana?
Because I was like, oh, bandana, that's cool. And she's like, I'll buy you one. They were all trying to like keep me from fucking killing myself, probably. Calling the state on these dirt balls.
Fucking Harley bandana singing hip hop. This kid's all over the place. Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
You're joining the Cub Scouts. Just learn how to tie a noose.
When do we get to the noose? Kevin, you have to build a derby car first.
Oh,
when do we
man.
Get to knot tying? Ooh. Get your finger out of there.
I'm just going to stay here in the woods with you guys.
Yeah. But I think that is the big difference between us, maybe, now that we say that. You tend to look at everything very cozy and like, and I'm the other way.
Even though
I think you're more fantasy and I'm more realist, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
When looking back on our childhood.
Yeah.
And I want to say this, I'm not crazy enough.
I don't know about that. I beg to differ, sir.
I'm not crazy enough to realize that, like, when I look back, there was a lot of bad. I know the anxiety that was put into us. In my immediate family, I mean, I didn't know what the other families of my bigger family were like. But in our house, yeah, it was fucking, it was craziness. But there was like a bond that it wasn't going to break, and it bent a lot. I told you there was a couple of times that Igor that my dad pulled out of the driveway. I was like, oh, he's not coming back.
Sure.
But then he'd come back. Which that, I don't know, that kind of like created like a weird thing too of where I feel like I can push the boundaries of a friendship, and if the person doesn't leave, then I love them even more. Does that make sense?
So you must love me more than anybody in the whole wide world.
I do. I love you very much.
Okay.
Don't be
sad. Sure.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I guess, but isn't that weird to, like, test?
Yeah, man, we're all fucked up. What do you want me to tell you? We're all fucked up. But it was very cozy. I'll give you that.
You know what I like doing?
What's that?
Just being cool to my friends.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, too.
I mean, first of all, we're talking in
all right, relax. He made a joke.
Yeah.
All right, this is all right.
I've been pretty cool for the last few years, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've
made my mistakes. Sure.
Sure. But I do think... I do... From, understanding what... this is a fun one today. Different, but... I do understand... From understanding your childhood now, of all of that, and this is like my two cents of whatever, you know. I do think you find find that coziness feeling in the chaos and in the resolution of the chaos.
100%.
So I think you create that chaos.
Or maybe.
You're maybe not create it to solve, but you're okay with creating it.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll say this. I don't know what you're talking about, you piece of shit.
That is the perfect H. Foley response.
But I'll say this.
You little dick bastard. That Rogaine ain't working either.
I'm saying immediate family. You know, me, my brother, my mom, and my dad, when it was just the Foleys. Okay, they use Sunday as an example. Sunday starts out whatever. We go to church, we come back, we have breakfast, bah, bah, bah. Something is going to happen throughout that day on Sunday where there's going to be a fight, whether it's going to be my dad gets pissed off at my mom's asking him to do too much, he's trying to cook dinner, bah, 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 da, 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 me and my brother do something, we get into a fucking fight, then they're dealing with that, they're on opposite sides of the, they're opposite ends of the issues on that, there's a big blow up, then we would come back, you know, there would be, you know, apologies or whatever, or this one would calm down or that one would calm down, or it would be over. Then we would have dinner. Then we would sit and watch TV as a family together. That's when.
But that's conditioned you to think that's what love is.
It isn't.
Screaming and fighting with everybody in your fat and like, no, that's not. That's what I'm saying. But
so, I'm making your point for you.
That's what I'm saying. You feel the cozy feeling afterwards. You go, I feel closer to these people.
Yeah.
But listen, there's an alternate world where you can feel close to people without having that.
Sure. And with that didn't always happen.
You just said every Sunday.
Not every Sunday.
not every Sunday. Not when the birds were playing.
As long as they covered there, all right.
I mean, now, I understand what you're saying. And I'm not, nobody's painting in as every Sunday. But there is that.
It's dysfunction, sure.
Sure. But I've been in, you know, we've been in blowouts. Definitely ones that I've caused. By no means am I saying I'm anywhere near innocent.
I appreciate your apology.
Now let's have meatloaf.
Ooh, that's what we would have, meatloaf.
But there's some that I feel.
I just imagine there's like one cinnamon bun left at breakfast and everyone's eyeing it for it. And then your family's just saying the meanest shit they could think of. His dick doesn't work.
No, it wouldn't be like that. I see what you're saying. It would be my mom would go out and get cinnamon buns and me and my brother would eat them all. Like fucking little heathens. And then she, what the fuck? Like they couldn't, man, we were fucking brutal. I mean, all kids are, but we were brutal. We drove them crazy. Feel bad looking back. We were real fucking, but polite as shit to everybody else. Everybody comes up to me and says how polite you two are if they knew how you really were. Well, they don't, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, that's literally how I feel about you.
Patty.
Yeah. You do have that.
Yeah, I'm a gentleman. I'm professional.
Yeah, but not to the people. We've had this conversation. Not to the people that Matt, the neighbor, the super, the barber, they all get, how you doing? Merry Christmas. And then Toby gets you fucking piece of shit or whatever. Obviously, I'm speaking in hyperbole. But do you see what I'm saying?
I'm not.
You are.
Where I come from now, fuck that guy. Be nice to the people around you. Because that's what matters.
Sure.
Man. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I don't want to paint you as a dick.
Of course. I am nice to fucking people around me.
Yeah. Toby got that.
Listen to me.
Luke.
Kippy, blink twice if you don't feel safe.
Kippy, wink with your left eye. No! on that same tip.
So that's why it drives you crazy sometimes when I look back with such nostalgia.
Well, I just think that's... I think we saw the world differently.
Some things the same though.
Of course. I'm just saying. I think we have two very different perspectives currently.
Sure.
On a lot of things. That's what makes us work so well together.
I think your parents got divorced. Mine shouldn't. Mine should have, but they stayed together. It's the two. Does that make sense?
Sure. But I think yeah. But I mean, we've talked about this a lot, like, you know, now with people who, you know, even in the industry or whatever, who were nice to you, are mean to you, were mean to you, nice to you. You have this thing where you think, like, it's like very rose-colored glasses of, like, oh, we're all best friends or whatever.
Sure.
Right? And then I'm looking for more of a realist of, like, these people don't like us how you think they like us.
Right.
Or certain...
Not
people,
everybody, but most of them.
Peers that we used to have from back in the days when we were in the village till now, like just different people.
Sure.
No one specifically, but you're like, I thought we were friends or something. I go, that person, because like you've hung out with them four times and smoked a cig a couple times, you go, hey, have you seen any good movies? You go, oh, we're best friends.
And then, I hosted a lot.
Then they do something, you know, they cold shoulder you or something at a party. And you're like, why the fuck I thought we... And I go, that's like you going, like, you assume you're best friends. Where I'm going, we're fucking strangers in the night passing each other. So I don't take offense when someone's a dickhead, if that makes sense.
I mean, I would disagree with that. You do take offense to it. I've heard you bitching about people.
Oh, sure. But I mean, like, I never thought we were friends.
You don't get hurt by it.
I don't get hurt. You go, we used to talk Spider-Man together or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I never fucking liked the guy. Or girl. Or they or them. You know what I mean? In that sense. But I think that comes from the same, like...
You just pronoun it up?
Yeah, it's a joke.
Good for you.
I think that's where you get that you're the very warm. You want you lean very warm, fuzzy feeling.
I want everybody to be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Everybody have each other's back, but they
that
don't.
Ain't the real world, Tubby.
No
check
shit.
In. We're taking fucking mortar fire over here.
I mean, we started with 15 people. We whittled. There's
now there's 2.5.
There's 2.5.
Half? Hey, no, he's
me,
in.
Dummy. And we brought in T-Bone. We got Tommy. We got new guy Luke. Got the boys.
No, of course.
Fucking
it's just
Foxhole.
Funny. This is the first time it hit me of that. All of that, like you really always, you're very nostalgic.
Very nostalgic. And I say this, man.
In an autistic style.
Well, I you know, I really...
To the point where, like, grown-up Foley checks out, and I'm like, I feel like I'm talking to a 12-year-old sometimes. When, like, candy or something, you get, like, real fucking... You really check out.
Yeah, that
you
could be because you're a butthead.
Yeah, he Foley
that
walks...
could be because that sweatshirt doesn't fit either.
Yes, it does.
That's not around the neck. Luke, zoom in on that thing.
The style.
What, to not have a neck?
That's what the kids are doing. Hey, talk to TikTok.
Foley passes a scented candle that smells like his aunt's house. He just blacks out in the aisle of a Target.
Well, they say that smell
is the sense most attached to memory.
100%. 100%. Yeah, man, I like.
I'm glad you support their scientific findings. That's actually true.
Write them a letter. I concur.
Guys, Foley's done his research in the.
To whom it may concern.
Every time I smell Burger King, I remember getting molested.
Nah, Burger King does bring me back. Burger King in the summer, that flame broiled smell brings me back. 100%.
Every day.
Brings you back to the drive-thru.
That was the joke there, guy.
Of course, yeah. And despite the dysfunction, I was very lucky with all that stuff. Having, you know, the other families around us and stuff like that. Having my, you know, having
sure.
my, yeah.
I mean, all I know is it.
Also, it was the fucking 80s, baby.
It see, was, but again, this is...
You say it's because...
That's all you've experienced.
I don't think so.
I also don't think you have... You don't, yeah.
So would you rather be a little fat kid in the 1980s, or do you think little fat kids in the 1880s are saying, oh,
that's
the fucking 1880s rule?
No, but that's different.
No, they were going to war and shit.
Fucking child soldiers and shit, melting down their toys.
You believe this? We get to break coal? Eh?
No, you compare it to mine in the 90s. You go, that's about you. Like, I think sometimes you.
I would have took that as well.
You shit on my childhood
sure,
all the time.
Sure. I shit on it, but I would have took that. I would have took that as well. And some of that comes from jealousy because I was a little
A lot of what you do comes
I
from
was
jealousy.
A little too older. I was a little too old for like the Hannah Montana. Were you Hannah Montana?
That was No.
That was even past me, dude.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, like so whatever the shit you were watching.
Was that what you wanted to get into? I was pissed I couldn't watch that, bro.
I love those shows. That and iCarly, the way those sets were, I always wanted to live in one of those Disney sets.
That goes back to that. You want to live in this, like...
Yeah.
You could. Yeah, that's weird.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure.
But I would have took that. And the 70s, I don't know, man. They didn't have cable. People were getting fucking kidnapped left and right. Fucking serial killers running around. I don't know if I would have done one generation behind me.
I would, yeah.
It
I would
is
argue.
True. All the kids from the 70s did get kidnapped and serial killed.
Yeah.
A lot of them, though. But when I watch that 70s show, it's all right.
Oh, the fake thing?
Plus I would love to live in that basement.
Oh, yeah.
Shout
Stay
out
away
to
from Danny Masterson, though.
Errol Hansy.
Yeah, that Donna's all right, though.
Oh, man. She
Shout
is
out to
beautiful.
Hot Donna.
I
love that show for sure. Yeah, but oh, I wanted to say, and this is not an.
Buzz Lightyear was your thing, right?
Yeah, Toy Story. I saw Toy Story like the opening weekend.
How old were you?
Can you get a Google on that? I was probably.
I think he was 96.
Nine.
Was it?
I was probably 9 or 10.
Maybe 99.
Wow.
Eight to nine.
95.
Four. I was nine. Yeah. Nine.
That's.
I remember
pretty
going
good.
To see it. That's how crazy I am. I was with my buddy Matt at the time, and he like pissed me off. Like we were going. He was like my best friend. We lived next to each other, and it was like
he put his dick through the popcorn.
Gotcha.
We were inseparable, right?
Until the popcorn incident.
We were inseparable. So I go like, I remember, we were always fighting. It was like very brotherly. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? We were at each other's houses every day. We'd go on vacation and shit. Like, his parents would take me away. My parents would take him down the shore, the whole nine. And we were like, hey, we got tickets. You couldn't get tickets. It was like the big fucking to-do. We somehow got tickets. My mom scored like 4 tickets. Probably blew it. Probably blew Woody. No, I'm kidding. Denise, you're a great lady. We got 4 tickets, so we're like, oh, let's...
It wouldn't have been Woody. It would have been some kid taking the tickets
somewhere.
Yeah,
that's the joke, Katie.
Getting real friendly with the boys down at Pixar.
I mean, anybody would have slept with Tim Allen at that time.
Yeah, he was moving weight back then. He was
moving heavyweight.
Whatever. So then he, like, did something to piss me off. And I think... I don't know if I said it, but I really wanted to be like, I'm rescinding your invitation to the movie, and I'm gonna fucking sell this ticket. Like, I wanted to be like,
screw you in a real estate
something
deal?
And I would, whatever it was, I want to be like, you're no longer coming. And I might have even said it and then like told my mom to tell him to kick rocks or something, but she was like, you can't do that. I was like, I wanted him like, dude, you're out, you're not fucking,
you cutthroat little bastard.
Yeah, exactly. I got the golden ticket here, kick rock, what have you done for me lately?
Oh, that would have been fucked up.
But I remember sitting in the back seat of my stepdad's Suburban and being like, fucking, this guy, this kid sucked. I want him out.
You were mad at him.
Yeah. I think he probably took the light. I think we were eating at this place called Angelo's.
Is this what it was? Do you remember what you were mad at?
I don't, but I remember leaving the restaurant. We were like going to get pizza at like a strip mall pizza place.
He's talking about me being crazy. You got a death grudge at 9.
You wanted to live in a Hannah Montana set now. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I was friendly with people. I wouldn't have freaked out fucking
you
if
just,
Miley
you
Cyrus
just said you
took
and your
the
family,
last garlic knot.
You and your family would fight every Sunday.
I didn't cut someone out till like 14, 15.
Jesus.
We start young over there.
Yeah,
the
no.
Ryans and Sullivans get after it.
It takes a lot to cut somebody out with me. I'm not a cutter-outer. Usually the cutty. Only a couple times. So what happened?
With what?
With the kid.
No, we went to the movie, but I just remember, I look back on that of like, oh, you are a crazy person. I look back at that moment of like the vengeance I wanted.
Did you forgive him?
I mean, we're not friends anymore. He took a couple hard left turns. But here he's doing all right.
Good.
Yeah, Toy Story 3 came out. Shit really hit the fan.
Hachi machi.
But I wanted to say there's been some fights that you've started where I've been also like, not say some of the fights I start I'm also a big proponent of like, listen, we're both crazy.
A lot of this isn't just for my mental so I don't freak out. A lot of this is the past. I mean, we haven't fought.
We've had a couple blow-ups in the past year.
We did?
Yeah.
A couple blow-ups?
Yeah.
Maybe a yelling out on the phone or something like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, screaming at each other on the phone? We had one not too long ago.
That's a pretty good one. You had a pretty good yell in that one.
What?
I can't remember what it was.
I can.
Oh, yes, I remember what it was. Yeah, that was a good yelling. That was good. You were right, too, which I told you that. It was a good yelling.
Listen, I think I might start smaller, maybe more smaller fires in conversation of, like, you know, my anger or temper gets the best of me in moments where I'm like, I'm gonna fuck it, and I go, like, that's not the proper response. You know what I mean? Like, I snapped a little harder than I should have. That's not, I understand that, and that's, you know, something I work on. You, it's like, I feel like you're doing work when no one's watching, and then like you amass your troops, and then it's like, oh, we're fucking, like, we're about to take Russia type shit. And I'm like, what the, I look up.
You didn't
like,
know I had a tank column on the Belarusian border.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, how
the fuck?
I'm like, dude, I'm outnumbered, so I gotta be.
And there's the thing about
Kippy. It's a thing where like you've been,
you look up and just see the paratroopers floating in.
Where mine are like, we'll be in the car and it goes off, right? Yours come in on the phone. I get attacked from above. Satellites are linking up together.
And here's the thing about going to war with Kippy. He is not afraid to escalate.
No.
Nuclear
I'm also
escalation.
Not afraid to cut out. I'll do that. Everybody gets cut. Nah, I come from a family that you get cut.
Can't be doing the cutting.
Why? But it's also like, why do you need that negative shit in your life? You have one life to live, banging your head against the
wall. I mean, I think our situation is a little bit different. We're working together. There's going to be some butting of the heads. What are you going to do? It's not like we're just casual friends anymore. We're locked into this thing.
No, I'm not saying with that. I mean, a little bit with that. But I'm just saying in general, of like, if there's somebody negative in your life that's not doing any sort of positive, where you just like keep going back. And this is for anybody out there. I mean, whether it's like a fucking brother, a sister, a friend, a fucking whatever. Like, if you have somebody in your family who is bringing you no joy and fucking you're just like, it's just fucking drama or fighting or you're banging your head again. And you're like, how the fuck? If you find yourself like, we're doing this again. We're fucking back here again, having this conversation again. I'm not saying this for everybody. I'm a big proponent of that person does not need to be in your life.
I'm saying it is for everybody. Cut them out. Ice them out, dude.
Yeah.
You're going,
like,
to die.
At what point?
I disagree.
Just because you got...
Because you also have done zero work on yourself.
Just because somebody got jizzed out near me doesn't mean that they're a part of my life.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's like, what? You know, you reach a certain age.
Family. Maybe not in your daily life. I mean, I would never do that, but... You don't give up on family. That's the way.
Yeah, sure you do.
Yeah, you do.
Give up.
You currently want to live on a Hannah Montana set. I don't think you're the most emotionally enlightened guy I know.
I don't know. You don't give up on family. You don't give up on your friends. That's the way I look at it.
Nah, give up on them.
I would say, hold on. I would say if somebody is not contributing to the positivity of your life, they are not your friend. They are a bad friend.
I'm definitely contributing to the positiveness of your life.
But you're... You've made this about you. That's not what I'm talking about.
I make
about.
It all about me. What are we doing here?
I know, but this is why you can't.
I just assume you're talking about me.
You can't have an enlightened conversation because you go, I don't do that. Don't say that. But so now I'm not getting a rational response from you. I'm getting, well, no, don't cut anybody out. You should never cut anybody out. Could you think I'm
going to
cut
you out? No,
I'm
not making that about me. I really feel that way about, you know, people, like, you know, friends and family.
Sure. I genuinely think that's wrong. I think if someone is a negative influence in your life who doesn't, listen, I contribute negatively to people's lives.
Not a complete cutout. If they called you and said, listen, man, I need something. If you could do it, I can't help you out.
Asking for something's different than, like, sucking your positive energy out.
Okay.
Like, if just drama, like, did you hear what? So, there's always fucking
something.
Where you're like.
But you would always be there for them.
I don't necessarily know that. No.
I haven't spoken to anyone outside of my immediate family since 2005.
Dude, you get one shot at this fucking life. And if you spend your head, you spend your fucking days banging your head against a wall trying to fucking change someone who I'm not saying if someone, like, you know, is down and out on their luck and you go, oh, fuck you, you can't. I'm just saying, like, repetitive, shitty fucking behavior, drama, fucking any of that shit that's not big up in you. Fucking some people just have poison coursing through their fucking veins and are negative energy. I go, fucking miss me with that shit. Miss me with all that shit. That's where I'm at.
I don't know if I 100% know anybody that has that are still in our lives. I guess naturally we've kind of gotten rid of those people.
Sure. I don't have time for even, like, if there's, like, semi-acquaintances that I had before of, like, I think it's like, what? I'm not rude to anybody. Like, I'm not like, go get the fuck out of my face. Like,
unless they're dealing blackjack.
That was different. But I mean, like, I've realized this more as I got in my, I'm now 36.
A couple of lead dealers. Give me Scott out of his
life. I'm on the back half. You know what I mean? And it's like, what am I saving these relationships for? Or what am I?
Back half.
72? 70s?
Like, 80s pretty reasonable these days.
I mean, I'm back on the Bernies.
I'm on the back half. I don't like that either.
But with your high level of income and the progression of monocle matter science.
235?
What's that from? Oh, Ricky
Talladega.
Bobby.
But I don't know. I mean, it's like, I think I just view things differently now of, like, what am I holding onto this relationship for, if that makes sense? Or, like, what am I trying to hold so tight to work if you don't do any, and that sounds selfish of, like, you don't do anything for me, but it's like, what?
Be selfish. You're going to die.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what am I, I have friends that I see once a year. We go out, we booze it up, we have a great time. That's fantastic. That's what that relationship is. I have friends that I talk to every day. I have friends that I might see once every 4 years. But whatever that is, like, there's nobody in my life that
then
is...
Then there's me.
But also, listen, I think you're an anomaly.
You doing Java?
A little bit.
I think you're an anomaly because...
I'll see you in hell, Q-Ball. I got the pod studio all set up. I'll be down there waiting for you.
I think you're an anomaly because I think what we have together is very special, right? I think that's kind of undoubtable at this point or whatever the word is. You bring me an insane amount of joy. So it's like you also bring me an insane amount of pain.
A pain? I bring you pain?
Yeah. I would also say I bring you pain as well.
Sure you do.
Yeah, well, what the fuck? Immediately agrees that I give him pain.
I don't know if pain's the right word.
That you give me pain?
Pain. I don't know about pain.
Yeah. Calling me up and screaming on the phone to me on a Tuesday morning is pain. I don't want
that. When did I ever call you on a Tuesday? Scream at you. I call you and sing songs to you.
No.
All right, no more screaming then. I don't want to cause you pain. I don't know. I mean, there's going to be friction with what we're doing.
Why are you emotionally connecting the word to pain? Yeah, that's pain. That's pain.
I don't like pain. I don't want to give anybody pain. I cause you pain?
You have in the past, yes.
Hold on. We've all caused each other pain. I'm not sitting here saying
you're
the
person
bad
who
guy.
Said the meanest things that anyone has ever said to me in my entire life.
But then we had meatloaf. Now, I'm not trying to say you're the only... I caused pain to Toby. Toby's called pain. We've all done it. I understand. This came off giving you a compliment.
You've caused me pain too.
We all have. We've all.
How does that make you feel?
I don't give a shit.
You're cut out.
Damn, this kid's quick. I'm like over
cold as ice.
We're cool, man. It's all good.
Listen, I think in healthy working relationships, but also to me, that is a short-sighted theory that you're never going to cause me pain again. Be realistic and go, yeah, we're going to have fights. We're going to argue. We're both, you know, loosely, poorly adjusted people who are working together in an environment where there's no corporate structure. We're figuring stuff out. We have a lot of, you know, we each have our own.
That's what we need then. We need a corporate structure. Let's do a charter.
All right, you're fired.
You can't fire me. I own the company.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's like, you go, I don't want to cause you pain. It's like, just admit you will cause, well, we are going to cause each other pain, and let's try to reduce it. That's all the right. Logical, mature way to do it.
Okay, I'm going to cause you pain.
I know you are. And I have to get better at letting it affect me, because I go, I know this is going to happen again. If you try to be perfect, if you go...
We're not perfect, but we all love each other.
Yeah, I don't know why you're trying to. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you keep
about.
Trying to come in and correct me at the end. Of course, yeah, we love each other. You're my best friend.
Ah, he said it.
I've always said
that.
Yeah,
but he was sad about it.
Yeah, I don't like saying it.
That's a tough look.
My legs are crossed.
Damn, dude, your boy stinks.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a very interesting thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
Because like even Nadine was in here yesterday and she's like, were you guys fighting right before I got there? And I just said, no. She's
we weren't.
I know. Just don't take offense to it. Relax.
I like that too.
What?
That she came by with the doggie.
Yeah. She was like, I go, no. And it was, I go, no, no, not at all. She goes, oh, it just seemed like. You were all just kind of like.
We were working.
I go, you got to think. We were just on the road together for 5 days. I'm like, we just recorded. I'm like, there's normal jobs don't have that, right? Where you're like on the road for 5 days and you come back in, you record. We hang out together. We do everything together. You know what I mean? We travel. We're in the same cars. We're in the same flights. We're in the same fucking Uber. We're doing all of this stuff together. So it's like, I'm like, yeah, we're just like. We don't need to talk in that moment. We're just fucking chilling. You're going over your notes. He's on his phone. I had just gone in the Collie's pot. It's like...
Which last night, when I got home after my spots, I felt really good about that. I was like, man, that was a really productive day. And I liked that we were all kind of in here doing our thing.
Mm-hmm.
It felt nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, Puppy Dog was here. He's running around a little head.
Making me so nervous.
I know.
Around all the cameras.
I know. Nadine was like letting him walk with the... I'm like, what are you doing? If he bumps into that, I have to pay for it. Like, you're going to immediately cost me thousands of dollars.
We would pay for it. I take responsibility for the puppy dog. Of course, I'm going to give him snuggles. Slap it on the card. It's paying that thing anyway.
No, I am.
Put it on the Amex.
It does get paid.
I know. You're doing a great job.
That was condescending.
No, it wasn't condescending.
Relax.
Jesus Christ, can I be sincere?
I don't know, can you? I've been waiting 12 years.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. I'm sincere all the time.
When?
A lot.
I'm sincerely hungry. Nothing, come on.
Could use a bite.
Well, I'm gonna get a wicked salad after this.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep it tight. It's tough. It's very, very tough.
I'm killing it.
T-Bone ate fish food yesterday. I saw him. It's a couple of flakes.
What were you eating?
Well, yesterday I like low-key fasted for like a fucking like 20 hours or something because I couldn't get my hands on any decent grub.
Yeah, it's tough over here. Not really, though. Lincoln's all right. I think I found my groove there.
Well, yeah, it takes a while to find your groove there.
Chicken breast and some vegetables.
Sure.
A little bit of feta cheese. That's where I'm living over there.
Fasting is tight. It makes you feel like Moby. Like, you'd have tantric sex for 27 hours or whatever
like
he does.
Sting?
Sting!
Doing the Kama Sutra?
I never got that.
What, the Kama Sutra?
Missionary, yeah. no eye contact for me, please.
Is there pictures in that book or something?
Yeah, there's pictures.
Have you read?
The Kama Sutra?
Yeah.
Have I read it? Yeah, what do you mean? Of course I've read it.
Can't do that one.
Not no more, but
where's the section with the crane?
Of course, we got our hands on that in high school. I used that all through college.
Really?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Karma Sutra.
Some banging.
Let's check out the images of this bad boy.
They're not great. It's like drawn by an old Indian guy.
They look like hieroglyphics.
Yeah. A little bit.
Like it'd be
you know what's going on.
Oh, you know what's going on.
Yeah. Plus, the peepees aren't that big. Gives you confidence. I could do that. Not that one.
I don't even know what that one is.
I remember as a kid, you know, call it 10 or whatever, and like Spencer's Gifts, they had like the black light poster with all the different.
Oh, yeah.
Well, remember like there used to be the shot ones, the beer ones, there was like the different sexual positions. I remember like. Because you didn't want to get called out, too. It'd be like, there's people in the store, so you got to, like, you'd be, like, flipping through.
Oh, yeah.
You knew where it was, kind of, and you're, like, flipping through the posters. Remember the posters? They still do that? The posters on the wall? And the
Oh, yeah, and, like, the file. Like, they flip through.
Yeah. It was, like, a big photo album type thing.
I'm sure if you could find dispensers, yeah.
Dude, that was most of, like, there was, like, a handful of summers before you could drive, and before you were boozing and stuff, and while you go to the boardwalk, and like that's you would just like, you know, you'd get like kind of dressed up. You're like, that was like, you're like, I'm going out as like an adult, but you were like 13 or whatever.
You mean at night?
At night, like when you go out at night, like your parents letting you go out at night.
Yeah,
go out
at night.
But dude, we would go to like all those shops and like look at like the fucking rap t-shirt or like whatever, the t-shirts and the fucking, and it was the same shit. But I remember just like for hours, like flip, let's go look at the posters at the Boardwalk Mall or whatever.
It's a good
time. They got a good black light section here. They got, you know, edgy ones down here.
Posters and t-shirts.
That's all it went. Incense.
Hit the arcade.
Big incense.
Oh, you know,
really?
You know what'd be sick?
What's that?
If we rigged the studio up, we have a bunch of black lights on one button and then like some lasers. And if we ever want to go full galaxy bowling in here, we just fucking blow.
Hit it.
I don't know what the occasion would be, but it seems like we should be prepared for it.
I got cum all over my face. Man, that would jam me up, too. The black lights in college, freshman year, you go to, like, the shitty...
get the lint remover.
Frat row bars or whatever. Like, they were basement, like frat.
Catch some dude with some bad dental work. Yikes.
My shit looks fucked up in
dude,
a black
yo,
light.
Yo, Mahoney.
Fucking lint, cat hair, stains. Mm-mm. Oh, you know, you smile, you got some piece of spinach in your
look like
shit
a
was
bozo.
Piss off, dude. I fucking hated that. I remember this one place would tell us, what was it, A Pie maybe or A E fucking something.
Fraternity?
Fraternity.
J.G. Wentworth?
Sell you what? What are they selling?
They were selling shots in the basement. So it was $5 for a cup for the keg to get in. And then it was, they had like a little bar set up where you could go, I don't know, like they did like fuzzy navels. It was like peach schnapps and orange juice maybe. Does that sound right? What's a fuzzy navel besides Foley pops up?
A fuzzy navel, orange juice and something.
Peach schnapps and orange juice. Yeah, that's what it was. It was fuzzy navels.
That's a disgusting drink.
Oh, man, I can fucking feel it in my jowls back here. That shit was piss off.
Ugh.
And you would feel cool. That was like you were going to the bar, like, ah, buying shots.
But now, if you made that drink now with some nice vodka, some fresh squeezed orange juice, and some peach schnapps, that'd be okay. That wouldn't be that bad.
I can see that little mint, maybe.
Yeah, but then it's not the drink. Like, yeah, take out that, put in this, add two more of these things, make it a way better drink.
If you take this Acura and make it a Ferrari, it'll be real nice.
Get rid of that shit and get a rum and Coke. You'd be okay.
Hey, four fingers of whiskey. Let's do it. What are we
Cuba
doing?
Cuba Libre.
Here? Shut the lights out, huh?
Let's do it.
Have you guys ever had a mudslide?
Yeah.
I should check the bathroom, big guy.
About to have one right now.
That's got to be the fattest alcoholic drink you can get. It's a milkshake.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really know what it is. I mean, I know Kahlua. I mean, Kahlua, we would do like shots of Kahlua just as like a joke or whatever. Like if someone,
mud pie is pretty good, too. Or it's not called mud pie. It's something like that.
A whoopie pie. Never had a whoopie pie.
Maybe it is mud pie.
Oh, wait. This sounds amazing.
No, they're good, dude.
Vodka, coffee liqueur, Irish cream, some Baileys or something like that, and a little heavy cream, vanilla ice cream. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then you could do it with ice, too. Make a frozen drink out of it.
All right.
Fuck you up.
Who's relapsing? Let's do it. Come on.
That, the pina colada and the strawberry daiquiri ain't nothing to shake a stick at.
Strawberry jackery.
That's what you do after.
Two or three of those and the sugar gets you. Your teeth start rot. Dude, the headache, the dehydrated sugar headache in the morning after drinking a bunch of pina coladas or whatever.
Frozen margarita.
Oh, dude,
fuck
it's fucking
you up.
It gets behind your eyes. It fucking kills you, dude.
Mai Tais will get you, too. I love a Mai Tai.
I don't know if I ever had one.
Ooh, man, talk about taking you back. It reminds me of, a lot of people don't remember this, but Lifesavers had a tropical flavor for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Remember the chewy Lifesavers?
The gummies?
Yeah.
What do you mean? They're still around there.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huge. Huge. Whole different product lines.
Sure.
They got ones that are filled. They got ones that aren't. Fantastic.
Okay.
Do you remember the cream lollipops? The Lifesavers lollipop that had half fruit, half cream?
It was circled, right? There was a hole in the middle, right?
Yeah.
It was a ring.
Yeah,
the peach and like the cream.
Right.
Yeah,
they were all
peaches
right.
And cream.
But
I need it because you know
the
that
tropical
I'm
Lifesavers, they had a coconut one, and that's what a fucking Mai Tai tastes like. Takes me back.
I don't know, man.
And
those
next thing you know, I'm all fucked up.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Like our family never did that ever. Like a Mai Tai or like
got Lifesavers.
No, but like
no, of course our my parents weren't.
I don't. Yeah,
that
just
shit.
It was just
the first time I had one was in Hawaii when I was there a couple years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. Just even now, I go like that's just like a waste of time and money. We should go out one day and get all fucked up on like Friday's drinks or whatever.
Yeah,
get all screwballs.
I'm about it. Couple blue Hawaiians, get your head on straight.
Would you mix drinks for your parents as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love it. Dude, if they let me work the bar, that was like I felt like I wanted a job when I was like seven to contribute to so they didn't come and take the house.
You gotta keep the lights on.
Out. Yeah, fuck it. I mean, what are we doing here? Fuck the donuts. Let's go.
How old do you think you were when you could mix a drink? Say martini, Manhattan, something like that.
Oh, no. Not that. I mean, nobody. We just started having. There's like two or three uncles that just started having Manhattans at. Maybe that was like 4 years ago. We're a beer and Nisi wine. Sutter home and beers is what we do.
I was making drinks and pouring beers probably seven or eight.
Yeah, I think
without question.
I think 10, I could fire you up a mean dirty martini.
Yeah. Pouring beers.
What do you need? He's like leaning over. He's shaking.
Gets busy after 11.
Hurry up. I got you.
Tiny little suspenders on.
Yeah, that was always the job.
Yeah.
100%. Because we had a kegerator. We had a fridge that had a keg in it. And you know, I remember my dad teaching me about having the pitcher on the angle to pour the beer. Fucking just running beers. And it was like a party keg, do the beers, bring it to the guys, cherries, mixing drinks.
We had
100% 7 and 7s all day. Let's go.
We had I'll never forget. Good it was time. Like a dirt bag. I forget the rig. So the it was a kegerator, like a portable kegerator, if this makes sense.
Look like a mini college fridge?
No.
Those things stunk.
No. So like one of my dirtbag family members or friends, somebody mechanic rigged this up. It was like an HVAC guy.
Made something.
Yeah.
That's all
right. So it was like, imagine like a lunch cooler, right? You know what I mean? Like a cooler, like a...
Oh, an igloo.
Yeah, kind of.
A slider.
Yeah, yeah. Similar. Yeah, you know, like a fucking 12-pack cooler type thing. And in it, he ran a bunch of copper coils, like a refrigeration system, then would fill that with ice. So that was crazy cold. So the beer would run from the keg through a hose into the fucking freezing coil system to fucking, and then there was a tap on the other end of the cooler.
Holy shit.
I gotta see, who the fuck, that just, I don't know.
All right.
Dude, and I remember my buddies came over, the first time we used it for outside people, like it was just in my family or like wherever. The first time anybody saw it, I remember it was for my graduation party from high school. It was like your parents were like, all right, you can drink, whatever, you know. Vinny with the skinny was like, what the fuck is this thing? I'm like, what? He's like, this is great. But it was just something I had always seen, so I never like put two and two together, you know?
Man.
It was real.
The coldness of a beer changes the beer.
Changes the flavor.
Dude, a screamer? A screaming Bud Heavy? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
It's all right. And on that note, we got to wrap her up, gang.
Gang. It's been a fun episode, boys.
It's been a fun one. A little bit of family therapy. I love both of you. This is great.
Love the both of you, man. We love you guys
you
very much,
You both caused
too.
Me a lot of pain, and I'll never forget it.
I squished your hand on the flight from Vegas. Gang, we love you. Like I said, pick the cards up. Make sure you get your cards. They're going to be running out pretty soon, so make sure you get them. Grab some tickets. Come see a show. Subscribe on the YouTube page if you're not already subscribed. Do everything, baby. Let's build the army strong. We love you. We'll see you next week. Peace.